All right, I'm joined by Mary Surrett, who is the Yarmouth Hospital Foundation Managing Director. Mary, thanks for joining me.
Well, thanks, Ben. It's such a pleasure to be interviewed by you, and it's great timing because just in time for our We Care Radiothon.
Yeah, this is our eighth year of doing the We Care Radiothon, and it's fast approaching, going to be on Thursday the 29th. Tell me a little bit about this year and how it's what we're kind of focusing on.
Well, this year, February is all about heart month, heart health. This year, we're focused on our hearts, cardiac rehab program. We currently have a program at the Yarmouth Regional Hospital, but we're looking at expanding this program. And what our focus on for the Care Radiothon is help launching this program with the purchase of 15 patient risk monitors and a patient data management platform for phase one of this program. And that's a cost of $75,000. And the second part of our focus is for ECG units for our cardiac investigations department. Currently, the Yarmouth Regional Hospital is looking at replacing four that are nearing their end of life. And we're hoping to at least be able to purchase two from our community proceeds from the We Care Radiothon, and a cost of two is about $54,000.
Right. So very important for people to pitch in and help out, and that's why we're doing the Radiothon. It's such an important focus as well, not to say anything else wasn't important, but, you know, the cardio department is something that affects many different people. You know, sometime in their life they might have to use that, hopefully not, but it's a great thing to invest in.
Absolutely. Cardiovascular disease is... I believe it's one of the leading causes of death, not only in Southwest Nova Scotia, but in Canada. So it's an important healthcare area that we need to focus on. And we can, purchasing this equipment and enhancing our cardiac rehabilitation program, if we can save one person from being on that surgical table, or improving or enhancing their life, then it's all worth it, that's for sure. And it takes a community support to make sure that we can do this.
Yeah, for sure. And the community's been great in the past. I'm sure they're going to be great as well this year. Now, there's lots of ways to donate. You can donate, of course, on the day of Radiothon. There's other ways to donate as well. There's an online auction. Tell me a little bit about that.
We have, again, the generosity of our community. There's a wonderful online auctions. It's at 32auctions.com, www.32auctions.com. And there are several fantastic items on there that our community can log in, quickly set up account. It's so easy, and start bidding on your favorites. And you can click on watch my bids, so that you'll receive notice if someone's outbid you. But it's a really fun way to engage our community, to bid and get some of those incredible auction items. And you have to go to see these items. There's items donated by Trope Point Lodge. There's items donated by Crescent Gold and Diamonds and Gold. So there's a lot of many, many wonderful items. There's a beautiful artwork there. So you have to go on that auction website and check out our items that we have donated from the community, all from the generosity of our community, and start your bidding now because bids end on February 29th, which is leap year.
Yeah, for sure. And that is the day that we start the Radiothon, 6 a.m. It's going to be a lot of fun, I'm sure, and it's going to be a great day to donate. Mary, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Ben, and we'll look forward to, we want to thank Y95, our partners in healthcare, and we're looking forward to the We Care Radiothon on Thursday, February 29th. It's going to be a fabulous day, and we're looking forward to working with you again.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mary.
Take care.
See ya.